Once I was a happy boy, free as I could be. I up and left my home to see what I could see. I met up with a little gal and she turned loose on me. Mama, come get your baby boy. Mama.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Licious.
Dave Licious.
Should I have that nickname?
I think so, yeah.
Along with Mr. Joe Gillette.
Erdo.
Oh, yeah. Trisha the Disha.
Trish the Disha.
No, Trisha the Disha. And Eric the Braveheart and Kathleen the Beautiful.
Oh.
How's that?
Nice.
That was good? All right. I did it then. All right. And there we are.
Eddie Arnold bringing us back into Breakthrough Entertainment's Mother's Day special. Mama, come get your baby boy. Let me see, do my southern accent too. If I don't get back home to Louisiana, come
on, you can do an English accent. And
he could play the little kid in Deliverance. I mean, the big boy in Deliverance.
And I do a really good impression of our favorite attorney, Doris Markovic.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I currently reside in Levine.
Yeah, so
does that sound exactly like her?
Yeah.
That sounds so
you
much
actually
like her.
Do.
I currently reside in Levine, and I am a civil rights attorney.
That is very
almost like you are her.
Dead on. I know. It's perfect. But you know, someone is a lot better.
You cut your hair a little bit and make it.
Well, someone is a lot better at impressions than me.
Yeah.
I think we're going to welcome on right now Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah, really?
How's it going, Matt?
Buddy.
Oh, great.
It's going real good.
Oh, it's so great
to
meet
you. It's an honor to be on this show. Say, it's an honor to meet you, too, you know.
Oh, it's so great to meet you, Matthew. You know, we've always wanted to have you on the show.
Yeah, you know, I've never been on the radio because, you know, I don't trust voices in my head, but, you know, it's always a great
You know,
day.
I loved you in...
the Lincoln commercials.
Yeah,
Lincoln.
Those are creepy.
No, the one with, you know, the pounding
the chest. Oh, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. What movie?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, did you like that movie? I mean, did you like playing in it?
Yeah, being in that movie was real great because, you know, I got to be around a lot of money. And, you know, I don't believe in money, but money rules the world, you know. And sometimes I don't know if I'm looking at the sky's looking down at me.
Wow. So let's get this straight. You don't believe in money, but do you have any money?
I guess you could say I have money, but those are dispositions.
So you got, I mean, you're rich. I mean, you're a famous actor. You got money. Are you going to vote for the Donald? He has money.
Yeah, so he does have money, but, you know, there's a lot of hair on one man's head. And, you know, they say more hair on the head and less thought in the brain.
Well, I'm going to clear this up right now. This is not Matthew McConaughey, but it might as well be. It's Ryan Goldshire. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be on here.
Well, you know, I was so excited to book you on Breakthrough Entertainment. You're from Northbrook, Illinois. You're 19 years old, and you are on this new show called First Impressions. It premieres this week, right?
Yes, on the 10th is the first episode.
Oh, nice.
Nice. I cannot wait to
see. Well, you're funny. I got to tell you. And that was a very good impression.
Thank you very much.
So is that...
He does a lot more. We're gonna go through some of it in a second.
I'd love to hear this.
But your episode actually airs on May 18th, right?
The
17th. Okay, sorry. So your episode's on the 17th, but you know we're gonna start watching this from the very beginning on May 10th. And what channel is it on?
That's gonna be on USA Network.
Excellent.
Yeah.
At 10:30, 9:30 Central, everyone. So you got to check this out on the USA Network. And so now. One of my favorite, because we have guests on the show all the time, and sometimes I just like am blown away by talking to them because we know their voices so well. I have never gotten a chance to speak with Nicolas Cage.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
you do Nicolas Cage, right?
Well, he does an impression.
It's an honor to be on Entertainment Breakthrough. How are you?
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. So, you know, what is your favorite movie of yours, Nicolas?
Favorite movie of mine was National Treasure because it's based on a true story of my life.
Wow, you know what movie I liked the most, clearly, was Face Off.
Right, with Travolta. Yeah, great film.
What was it like to be married to Lisa Marie?
Lisa Marie was quite amazing, but I really married her just to dig a hole in the back of Graceland and find Elvis's buried treasure.
It's just like National Treasure.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Yeah. But you're doing a lot of like video on demand work, that, you know, the movies that don't even come out in theaters lately, though, you know, Nick?
Yeah, I have been doing that simply so I can add them to my vault of hidden films and never release them.
And then, of course, Dave's favorite, Left Behind. Oh, that was so great.
I don't remember that one. Must have been
Left Behind, right. I totally know what that movie is.
Now, I believe you're related to...
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, Francis... What's his name?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, is that right? How is he? Was he your uncle or what?
Well, I believe he's my great-uncle, and he did direct some of the greatest films of all time, but unfortunately, he did not direct Ghost Rider, so therefore not the best film of all time, but one of them.
Now, did you ever have some attraction to his... I think it was his niece, Sophia. What's her name?
Sophia.
Sophia.
Sophia. I think it's his daughter.
That's
right?
His daughter. Yeah.
Oh, his daughter.
I mean, I believe so.
Was any, you know, like in The Godfather, you know, Andy Garcia was attracted to Al Pacino's daughter, and they were like cousins.
That was Sophia Coppola.
Yeah, and that was her too. And so, did any attraction there? Even though there.
Yeah,
was...
that was actually based on Sophia and mine's relationship. We used to run around the backyard and hide out in the treehouse and make sweet kisses.
Oh, wow. Well, I love that.
You know, again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Ryan Goldshire. He's one of the contestants on the new show, First Impressions. It premieres May 10th on the USA Network. You've got to check the show out. And
wow.
So, you know, we're kind of putting you on the spot here, and because you had no idea which voices we were going to ask you to do.
No, I did not.
Wow, so, you did a nice job.
And you're not only that.
And he has the knowledge to answer.
I know,
as that person. That's amazing.
Impromptu. So how, you know, is
he has a 19-year-old brain though?
Yeah. Is that natural to you, or you know, do you study? What is that?
All those references.
Yeah.
Oh, that. So there's a funny story behind that. My cousin back in, like, 2012 dared me to watch every movie nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, wow.
Like, everyone all the time, and it took 2 years, and I've seen all of them, like, 528 movies.
Wow.
So I got a lot of references from doing that.
Oh, that is awesome. What a great idea. Now, what is, why don't you throw out, I think we have some time.
Well, yeah, we've got plenty of time.
Some other impressions that you like to do. I mean,
well,
some,
I want to
say. Or do
you
have a few more?
Yeah, we've got some others that his publicist sent to us.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Now, one of my favorite actors, I wish that I had his muscles.
Arnie?
No. Oh. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark's a fine actor.
Marky Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, man?
That's my favorite.
Very nice.
So great to be on the show. I'm from Boston. Where you guys from? How's Phoenix? It looks nice.
Do you miss your singing career, by the way?
You know, Good Vibrations is a great song, but it kind of rips off the Beach Boys, you know?
You know, my favorite film, there's so many favorites, actually, with Mark Wahlberg. But
Not Transformers.
But truly, I think one of the better films of all time. And one a great performance by you, Marky Mark. Do I call him Marky Mark or okay?
What do you prefer, Mark?
Yeah, what do you prefer, Mark or Marky Mark,
or something else?
You can call me Mark. You can call me Mr. Boston. You can call me anything you want.
I love Departed. I thought phenomenal film.
Right. Yeah, I got to act along with Jack Nicholson, and it was so great. I mean, I was like, why? Like, are you serious? Like, we're in Boston to film a movie, and he's like, yeah, we're in Boston. It was nuts. I was so happy to be there.
Yeah. I'm not a cop. You a cop? I'm terrible.
But really, tremendous movie. And how was it working with Jack Nicholson? I mean,
or maybe we should have Jack tell us.
Oh, can Jack
let me
tell
grab Jack.
Us?
Jack. Jack's right in the other room. Hey, guys, how's it going in there?
Oh, wow, yeah. Wow, are you still...
I love being in The Departed.
That was another great role, question, by Jack Nicholson. And a great cast, by the way. I mean, how do you get all these great actors in one room? Really. Do you still go to Laker games?
I still go to the Laker games, even though Kobe's done playing.
That was quite
a
last
game. I need a place to smoke my cigars.
That's right. And you were at that last game when Kobe, in his last game of the season and his career, 60 points. How did you feel about that?
It was great. It was 1 point for every year I've been in the film industry.
We've got to hear you do your famous line from the greatest horror movie of all time, The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, the laugh, too.
Oh, that was good.
Wow. Well, again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Ryan Goldshire. The show is called First Impressions. It premieres this coming Tuesday, May 10th, on the USA Network. So how did you get involved in the show?
Me? I do open mic at this club in Santa Monica, and I just kept going there and doing my impressions, and eventually I got word of the audition, and they sent me out, and then here we are.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. What a great
Thank
accomplishment.
You.
But it's well-deserved. You are super talented.
Oh, thank you very much.
What got you into, or how did you discover that you were so great at these impressions?
It's a lot of different things. I used to do a lot of prank calls and call people as different voices. And when they got, like, I would do different voices, old man voices and just silly things. When I got them to believe it, then I realized I could probably get people to believe other voices, too, and that's kind of where I figured out there's a correlation.
You know, what is the trick of that? I mean, do you hear it a certain way? Most people can't do it. It's almost like art. I can't draw at all. I don't see it the way artists do. How do you do it? I mean, how easy does it come for you, and what's the process of trying to imitate someone's voice?
Pretty much. There's two different voices. There's a voice that I can hear, and I say, yeah, I can do that. And then I could do it almost right away, maybe a couple of days' work. Hmm. And then there's voices where I say, maybe I can do it, I'll try, and that takes like weeks. But the process is I usually start with the little nuances and the little tiny things. Like for Mark Wahlberg, it was questioning. Why? Like, are you serious? Why? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
I kind of just, once I got that down, then I could actually, I did that for a few weeks. Now I can talk as him and kind of think like him, so I start at the hardest part, and once I get that down, I know it'll be easy.
So what you're really saying is you sort of step into their shoes on how they think, their movements, their physiology, those type of things.
Yeah, if someone has a certain way they contort their face, like Wahlberg puts his eyebrows up really high, when I started doing that, it kind of tightened up everything, and eventually you can start to say, okay, that's why he sounds like this, is because he's so tense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, you got Mark Wahlberg just nailed there. That
is phenomenal.
Because one of my favorite sketches on Saturday Night Live is when they make fun of Mark Wahlberg and he talks to the animals.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? And so, of course, now, earlier in the show, I was trying to do a British accent. Can you do like accents as well?
Yeah, I can do accents. I can do Australian accent. It's one of my favorite accents.
Oh,
nice.
There's Irish accents. Irish accents are some of the funnest ones to do because you don't know what you're even talking about.
But it doesn't matter because it sounds so good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, accents. I've always done accents just kind of for fun, and I think impressions came out of that. Hmm.
Do you know what about battered sausage is?
About sausages, yes, fine.
Have you ever had one?
I've had a good sausage once in a while, but you know, some sausages aren't as good as others, like crocodile sausage isn't very good.
Wow. Crocodile sausages. Okay. Well,
yeah.
you're cracking Trish up, by the way. She's like, she's going to spit right now. She's okay. But again, if anyone's just now joining us, his name is Ryan Goldshire. We've got to have this guy in studio. I know you're in Illinois. But we would love to have you in studio sometime. Now, one of the voices we haven't touched on so far is someone whose famous phrase is something about an ambulance, right?
An ambulance?
Yeah. Ambulance. Who
someone
is that?
Call an ambulance.
I don't know that one.
All right.
Who are we talking about here?
Denzel Washington.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, I love Denzel.
Denzel.
How's it going over there?
Excellent.
Denzel Washington.
Now, isn't Denzel Washington in the new Magnificent Seven? Or
I haven't seen it.
I don't know. Well, it's coming out or something. But what is your favorite of your movies, Denzel?
My favorite movie is probably Philadelphia. I have to work with Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Wow. You got the laugh down. I mean, that's got to be so difficult to get. I mean, it's one thing to say something like someone, but to actually get the laughs down, because you've done the laughs as Jack Nicholson and as Denzel. They're so different. I mean, what would you say is the most difficult part of getting someone's voice down?
Well, the laugh is another, like, nuance of Denzel. That's kind of where I started, but... You mean of the voices in general? What's the hardest part?
Yeah, what's the hardest part? Because you don't want to get most of the voice down, and then all of a sudden get one part not right, and then kind of throw everyone off, right?
Yeah. Well, everyone has a different one. It's McConaughey's whistle in his voice, the whistle in his voice, kind of a little stifle on top of it. So there's that, because basically I think of an impression in three different ways. There's the bass. Of just like the tone that they speak at, and then there's the accent they speak at, and then there's the embellishments that they have. And it's those embellishments that are the hardest. So the whistle would be the embellishment. The southern accent would be the accent. And then the bass is just this. And then when you add those together, it's Matthew McConaughey. He's got that whistle, and it's all there. Hoorah. So it's the third little detail. That's the hardest part.
Now, Ryan, let me ask you... who you like as in your field, who a mentor could have been or was, what comes to mind, this is even beyond
way before his time,
well, even before my time, but Frank Gorshin, Rich Little, for example.
Yeah.
Did you study watching them? Obviously they've retired, but old film, or is that some part of your learning experience?
Well, yeah, I did. Actually, Rich Little he's still performing.
Is he?
A couple years ago.
Oh,
yeah. We in Vegas he was.
Oh, excellent.
And he's great. Yeah, I studied him, but it was pretty much Caliendo. When Caliendo came to the stage, that kind of caught my eye. And then and there's a lot of YouTube guys, because nowadays it's all online.
Oh.
There's a guy named Jim Meskimen, and he's one of the best. And yeah, but I do go back. I've seen Gorshin back in the day, but it's just harder because I don't really know as many of the voices that he's doing.
Yeah, that goes way back. Now, there is someone in Las Vegas that we saw, but he sings it usually. Gordy Brown, have you ever heard of him?
I have heard of Gordy Brown, yes.
Excellent. We were backstage with him. Nice guy. Phenomenal show, but he sings his impressions.
Well, most of it is in song, but he did Jack Nicholson and did conversations with with himself.
But it was
as
very good.
People,
at the
but,
Golden Nugget. Have you ever seen him perform? Or
I think I've seen him on Letterman. Mm-hmm. I remember being pretty blown away.
Yeah, yeah, but a little different, you know.
But he really had a lot of respect for Rich Little as well, I think. And I loved Rich Little as I was growing up.
But I'm making a prediction now, Ryan. You're going to be top-notch. I mean, right now, I think you're phenomenal. And just a little more exposure, guess what? You're going to be there.
He's only 19.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank
I know,
you.
He's only 19.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, that's what amazes me,
yeah,
is that at your
kid.
Age, you have this kind of mastery. Phenomenal.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you on. I mean, if we could, help in any way, obviously, get you on,
anything.
Periodically, anytime.
Yeah.
And
yeah, oh, absolutely. I'd love to.
I think it'd be fun, and get some exposure, maybe get you out here at the Laugh Factory or the Improv.
Any of these places, we'd love to.
We know some of the people here, and that might be right.
Yeah, absolutely. Please be in touch with us. Please.
Absolutely.
And so just reach out to us, and we're glad to help in any way that we possibly can here in Phoenix.
And we can't wait to see you on USA Network.
Yes, Network. May 10th is when the show premieres.
First
Impressions is what it's called. Ryan Goldshire's episode airs on May 17th. Mm. So check it out. You're going to become a big fan of the show. I'm hoping we can do some more stuff show as well and on future shows. So Ryan Goldshire, thank you so much for sharing your talent with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It was so fun.
Oh, wait,
thank
can
you.
I ask him this?
Yeah.
Can you say thank you as Elvis?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Yay.
Very good. Very
thank
good.
You.
Take care, Ryan.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. Well,
what a nice kid.
I know.
Amazing. No, this is very talented.
It's a great show. I'm gonna reach out to the publicists and see if we can get some of the other contestants on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Really
that was so much
good.
Fun. It just Mark Wahlberg, that just like made my day.
That was good.
Fountains of Wayne is going to bring us into our break. Breakthrough Entertainment's Mother's Day show. Stacy's mom
has got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know Stacy's mom.
You know what? I would date Stacy or her mom. Yeah, we can hang by the pool. What
all
are you
right,
laughing
well,
about?
I think that's a good idea.
You know
actually.
What? Stacy's grandma, maybe. Maybe.
Wow.
Why not?
She's my ex-girlfriend, Stacy's grandma.
Well, it's a fun song.
It is a fun song. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
That you see, Stacy's mom.
And we'll be right back.
Going on.